What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm, a historic event here in New Orleans. You know, just about 10 minutes ago, Dave Cohen and I were talking, and we said that we could barely see Caesars outside from our window. It's snowing harder now than it was even then 10 minutes ago. Ain't there no more. Can't see it. It's really coming down hard. Just talked to a couple of guys here from WWL that walked over for lunch at the casino, and they said, we're two blocks. They were like, it's a trek. when you're walking, facing that wind that's coming across, and he said, I'm not so sure I'm going to do that again. So a lot of challenges here on many different fronts, and we are joined by Hans Gantier, Field Operations Chief for the NOPD. Hans, welcome to the show. Chief, are you there? Does he have us on mute, maybe? Or all right, we're trying to hook up with Chief Hans Gantier, the Field Operations Chief of the NOPD. They were talking. We got him? All right, Chief, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
So, Chief, a lot of challenges out there. This morning when I was driving in to WWL, I was really encouraged. I saw probably about 10 cars, seven of which were NOPD vehicles, and all the barricades were out. Looked like the deployment went well.
Well, yes, we were prepared. We actually were staffed at 100% as of yesterday in preparation for this. We didn't want to have people trying to drive in this weather and then be shorthanded. We did have a call with DODT and LS and Louisiana State Police around 10 p.m. last night, or actually almost 10 p.m. last night, and they indicated they might want to close the roads at somewhere around 2 to 4. So we were prepared to deal with that, and we were able to start our closures around 4 a.m., so that really helped us.
So we were just talking earlier, WWL News Director Dave Cohen, Sheriff Joe LoPinto, and myself, we saw the NOLA Ready alert about accidents being on the increase. Seems as though people are getting a little stir crazy earlier than normal.
Yeah, we saw that as well. Our message is still the same. Stay home. Don't try to go out in this weather. Because not many New Orleans or surrounding parishes are used to driving in this type of weather. And it is a different kind of driving. People who feel they have the vehicles to do this try to do it. And, of course, the best thing in this weather is to slow down and try not to apply your brakes suddenly. So we do keep on messaging that. Stay home. Try not to go out, you know, unless, you know, you absolutely have an emergency. But I would not try to go out in this weather.
So Chief Kirkpatrick sent out the message that she was ready to shut these streets down to make sure, you know, that things stayed safe. Most of the folks that we talked to today are saying today's not really the challenge. It's going to be tomorrow when we have this long period of low 20-degree weather and iced-over roads will be a big challenge. Your thoughts?
That's absolutely correct. You know, it's worse because underneath the snow will freeze because of the precipitation, and the weather, the temperatures are really expected to be in the 20s, you know, and that causes, of course, ice underneath the snow, where you may think it's just, you know, powdery snow and you're hitting ice. So that is going to be a challenge, and we're going to keep our closures in place until we've been told by the National Weather Service whether this is melting or it's, you know, going down as far as the temperatures are rising and also this ice is melting. So that is something we still ask people to still stay home and don't run around in their vehicles out here unless they absolutely, it's an emergency and only an emergency. I would not recommend just coming out and looking out to see what it looks like. It's a very dangerous situation, and it causes officers to be put in a dangerous predicament to try to go help people.
Absolutely. I know it's always a challenge to get your workforce in these types of conditions. Even this is kind of a different perspective than with a hurricane, right? You got the calm before the storm. Everyone hunkers down for the storm, and then everyone kind of reappears. That's not how this one's working out, is it?
No, it's not. This was a message that we sent out to our district captains and all our captains to make sure their people try to stay. We're not going to want to have them driving back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. This is really, as we ask the public to do something, we want to, you know, follow that principle as well. We don't want them driving back in this weather, so we'll tell them to hunker down at the stations, and or if they can't, we'll find them a place to be at another station that has plenty of rooms. We have cots from hurricanes, and we have the ability to hunker down if we have to. So we're asking that they do that as well.
Yeah. Any other particular challenges that y'all are recognizing?
Well, as the weather gets worse, you know, we can't man all the on-ramps. We do place these barricades on. People are, for some reason, feel that they have to get on. They move the barricades, and people think that those roads are open. So our challenge is to maintain those closures. We're having our officers, very limited few, but, you know, safely as possible, go around and make sure the closures are still in place. And no one has moved those barricades to think that the road is open. So that's one of our biggest challenges that we're seeing, as you see an increase in accidents. It may not necessarily be on the interstate, but also people just driving around on the roadway. So we have, so far, the Crescent City is open one lane. The ODT is actually, you know, putting salt down, but the level of snow that's coming down, I don't think they can maintain it for long. So we would ask the same question. Stay off those bridges.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Chief, you're not telling me that there are actually people out there that believe that these barricades are for everyone else, but not them, right?
We see that all the time. You can have barricades up, and for some reason it says not for me.
It's amazing, right? That's an invitation for them to get on the interstate, not to stay off the interstate, right?
Yeah, we've seen that a lot.
You know, after 40 years in law enforcement, it always mystified me as to the thought process of individuals when, you know, these things are closed for a reason and not for me, for everyone else, but not for me.
Yeah, that's correct. That's absolutely correct. And that's what we want to tell people. You see a barricade there, it's there for a reason.
So, Chief, I had asked this of Colin Arnold when I talked yesterday. You know, I was always kind of curious about communications, and I understand that the radio system's working great. It's nice to have it tested in a snowstorm, but we'd like the snowstorm to go away once we've actually tested it, right?
Yes, we would. So far, our comms have been real great, and we're able, you know, we have the ability, obviously, you know, from being the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, that we can communicate with our various partners, state police, other jurisdictions, and we're able to work through any problems we have. And our communication has been great. Obviously, you know, we got out that message that we're going to close the roads at 4 a.m. really quickly, and we were able to get it to the 10 p.m. news. And that was, you know, after a 25-minute call, and we started implementing. Obviously, our radios are important to us, but also the communication that we're having.
I guess it's reasonable to assume that the interstate system will be closed tomorrow as well, because the consensus is that the conditions will probably be more dangerous tomorrow than they actually are today.
I would assume that is the case. So far, we do not plan on opening it, Ryan. That is going to be a DODT call, but we will support them in whatever call they make. However, it is looking like this is going to an event that's going to go through tomorrow, at least until these temperatures rise, because then, you know, we just talked about it, you know, we're going to have freezing snow and freezing ice, and, you know, it's not a good thing to really try to drive in that. But we'll take our lead from DODT and the state police as well, and we'll collaborate. We have a call with them probably sometime later this evening.
You know, it's interesting. I got a text that said, are police officers trained to drive in the snow? I don't know about you, Chief, but I can answer this from my experience. No, because it never happens here. So,
yeah. That's correct. I mean, I'm lucky to have been, you know, raised from in the East, and so I'm familiar with driving in the snow. However, you know, it occurred to me, as Chief Kirkpatrick told me yesterday, that, you know, our officers aren't used to driving in this. And I was like, yeah, you're right. She recommended maybe we find an empty lot and kind of get them during, you know, in between calls and see if they can maneuver in the snow, learn how it affects their vehicle and what their vehicle can do. So, yeah, that's one of the things we pushed out, and hopefully they were able to do that. But our main thing is, again, the same to tell the public, drive slowly, don't hit the brakes hard, and you know, take your time getting somewhere.
I think a lot of your units are all-wheel drive units. I remember the old rear-wheel drive police units, they were deadly when you had ice.
Our newer vehicles are all-wheel drive, thank God, and we actually sent out a video on how to work it in the snow and which buttons to press. We actually sent an OPD all for that, and so they're all aware of it right now. I don't think a lot of them will realize it had this function, but we had this, our management services bureau sent that out so that everybody's aware, hey, you have this function that you can hit this button and it'll work. you know, in the snow.
Yeah. So it actually works. So it's good.
Yeah.
So, final thoughts, Chief?
Really, thank you for having us on. Keep in mind that we will be pushing out information, keep an eye on the news. You know, our public information officers will be putting things out in the news as soon as we can get them. We're working closely with our Emergency Operations Center, LSP, and, you know, our neighboring parishes, you know, DODT, and we're going to push some of this information out. I realize people are wondering when they can start heading back, but right now I would hunker down till at least after tomorrow and see what happens then. But that's our message.
Stay safe, stay warm, Chief. We really appreciate it. Chief Hans Gantier, Field Operations, NOPD. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.